Basketball fans come to watch the Hornets, but it's awfully hard to miss the Honeybees. With long, flowing hair and skimpy outfits, these dancers swarm the court and mingle with fans. Auditions to join their ranks are coming up. WFAE's Lucy Perkins explains what it takes to make the team.
Victoria Vesh auditioned last year to be a honeybee for the Hornets.
I was very nervous, but I was excited at the same time just to be in the arena. I can just remember the adrenaline pumping and, you know, the nerves kind of kicking in. You got to push those nerves back and just remember, you know, hey, just be yourself.
She's 22 from Eastern North Carolina and a senior at NC State, finishing up her classes online. She danced as a kid and was an ice girl on the rink for the Carolina Hurricanes. She currently holds the title of Miss North Carolina Galaxy, but she'd never been on the basketball court as a dancer until last year. During this halftime show, they're wearing black leggings and sports bras, pumping their arms and flipping their hair as they dance. Vesh fits in with her big hair, a perfectly made-up face, and curves. She presents the Honeybees' look and brand exactly how she's been trained.
Your Honeybees!
Looks are pretty important, but there are other things Coach Brandy McCoy considers when picking Honeybees.
If she has dance experience, great. If she has modeling experience, fantastic. If she has strong physical fitness, fantastic. If she's really strong in one of those areas, but maybe not as strong, but willing to get better in those other areas, then that's the kind of girl I want.
The first round of public auditions drew 300 people last year. Women who audition have to wear a teal and purple outfit they pick out themselves that shows their midriff. About 40 women make it to a second round called B-Week to compete for the 21 spots on the team. The dancers go through interviews, learn choreography, model, and show off their special talents, like playing acoustic guitar or belly dancing. It's kind of like being a beauty pageant queen who can dance.
We have to know, like, as an ambassador for our team, that they can speak to media, they can speak to our fans, they can go rock a swimsuit show at one of our partners. We need to know that they can be in an evening gown. We have a huge gala that the Hornets put on, and the girls get custom fit purple gala dresses and walk around, you know, looking amazing.
The Honeybees offer classes before the audition to give advice on how to look, what to wear, and expect. My request to attend the beauty and business class was denied, but they did have some suggestions for me.
You'd have to wear more lipstick.
I would.
A little bit.
I mean, right. it's not saying, oh, I'm going to look totally different than what you are. It's just enhancing who you are, making you shine even better.
Okay. You have to wear more lipstick, pull your hair down because you have hot hair.
Honeybees dance at over 40 games a year and rehearse more than 10 hours a week. Their routines often have themes, like flappers and Barbie. When the basketball players are busy, it's the Honeybees who are the face of the team. McCoy wouldn't say how much they're paid, only that it's more than minimum wage. Most dancers are full-time students or have other jobs. Coach B, as the dancers call her, uses social media as another stage to up the Honeybees' glamour and fan base.
I love to take the pictures and I love to post it for the fans to see. And I know that if mom or dad didn't make it to the game that night, they get to see what their daughter's doing.
People often recognize Victoria Vesh as a honeybee when she goes out on her own. So she always feels like she has to be on.
You have to think, like, as soon as I walk out the door, people are watching you and you have to make sure, you know, your hair, makeup, everything's ready. You're going out saying, I'm going to be the best that I can be.
Vesh is trying out again for next year's season. Even if you're already a honeybee, you have to audition each year. To keep dancing as a honeybee, she's planning on bringing her A game. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Charlotte.